Since Tuesday, Blawai has embarked on a mass vaccination exercise which is targeting 15,000 informal sector vendors over a 10-day spread. At the same time, the city is working to vaccinate 400,000 residents to reach herd immunity. A circular from city officials specifies those with national ID cards, vending licenses, and those on the registries of flea markets. Vendors have been waking up from as early as 4 a.m. to queue up for a jab at the vaccination sites that speckle the city. Mike Ondiweni of the Blawai Vendors and Traders Association, or BVTA, explains how the program came about.
We demanded the vaccine to be accessible to traders. We demanded the government to prioritize traders because, in our view, they play the frontline role. So we then say the government must ensure that the vaccine is accessible to traders because they carry the economy literally, if you know what I mean. Our economy is informal, so everyone almost is a trader. So people who are in markets must be given a platform. They interest a lot of people when they are trading. In our view, the 15,000 will go a long way because as BVTA, we have about 5,000-6,000 members here in Bulawayo. So in our view, at least it will be a significant number for our members. And then the other difference will then be take care of other members from other associations.
A visit to the vaccination sites by VOA, however, revealed an apparent lack of order as crowds throng what are supposed to be ordered queues for vaccinations for vendors and informal traders. At City Hall, for example, residents were being let in via a small gate amid cries of favoritism and corruption by those eager to get the dose. There appeared no clear system for allowing residents into City Hall. Efforts to get clarity about the process from officials hit a brick wall. Some refused to speak on record, only intimating that the program is strictly for vendors and traders and not ordinary residents. Police and council cops were for the most part watching unruly crowds with no social distancing, turning the event into a potential super spreader. Sally Mwe was one of many residents at the scene.
There's no system because things are not in order, because they take people who's not in the line. They just leave us here because they are...
VOA spoke to newspaper vendor Peter Makonese, who stayed away.
I can't go to be vaccinated now because there is a pressure there. I want to get vaccinated. Why? Otherwise, there is someone who has coronavirus there, because there is a pressure now. So I can be vaccinated while at least I get corona already. The program is good, but there is a pressure now.
Other residents who are not vendors, including Bonis Due, were thronging the sites.
We are not vendors. Many of us here, vendors are very few. So the council is enforcing that everyone must have that license.
Okay. In the hospital, there's no vaccination.
Council officials say they are not in charge of the program and only supply the venue and council medical staff. Observers say that council, to its credit, issued a circular specifying qualifications for the vaccination exercise. Others say that the residents should also shoulder responsibility for the chaos, as some were initially skeptical of the program and delayed getting vaccinated. Some maintain, however, that others did respond to initial calls to get vaccinated, though many have not yet gotten their second final doses, which are running short. Meanwhile, the government last week announced the arrival of 2 million additional vaccines, which should ensure that thousands more get vaccinated. Reporting for VOA, this is Ali Gondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.